audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be rehosted, reshared, re-uploaded on any other platforms without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Daddy? There you are. I've been waiting so long for you. Where have you been? Really? So everything set up? After this, I'll be your woman? Like, officially? Oh, yay. I'm so happy. I can't believe it's finally going to happen. I can't wait to tell the other girls the good news. Oh, they're gonna be so jealous. What's the plan for today? It's our final session, so I assume we'll be doing something special to celebrate. What? Why do we need an evaluation? All right. Yeah, that makes sense. We've been through a lot these past months, for sure. I've grown so much during this time, and I've learned so much about myself. Like, my feelings for you, Daddy. So, do you want me to, like, give you my view of what's happened? Mm-hmm. Okay, so, God, it feels like ages ago. The girls and I had heard about the secret meetings you and the other men have had, and I was always curious as, you know, like, what it was, but I couldn't imagine it was something as wonderful as this. It honestly felt like an honor to be invited. I had no idea it happened to everyone when they came of age. I didn't know Mom and Sis knew about it either. They've really been able to keep this a secret. I hope I'll be able to keep it hidden too. I'm sure you'll put me in my place if I don't, Daddy. The first time I came here, you had told me it was a birthday surprise. And I mean, it definitely was, but in no way that I expected. You blindfolded me and led me in here to the bed we're on now. Oh man, I can still remember how my facial expression changed when you took the blindfold off of me. I was such an innocent and ignorant girl back then. I'd never seen a room like this before. I'd never even watched porn. So when I saw the wall embroidered with toys, the table with the straps, and the cattle branding iron, I was so shocked. Oh, the cattle brander. Will I get your mark today? Yes, Daddy. I'll be a good girl for you, I promise. Okay, yeah. I'll continue. The next part is making me wet just thinking about it. You've really turned your daughter into such a slut for you. You unbuckled your belt in such a determined and manly way. Heck, it's hot just thinking about it. You pulled your pants down and said, "Happy birthday, sweetie." I have to calm myself before I lose control remembering all of this. I was such a dumb bitch, looking at you with teary eyes, scared of what would happen. I was terrified. I think I was hoping it was a cruel joke. Like, how could my own daddy do something like that to me? If only I knew then what I know now, I would be begging for it. I was still in shock when you started to undress me. I didn't even do anything to stop you, but when you took your hard cock out and pushed me down onto the bed, my fight or flight kicked in. I don't know which, probably both. I was squirming and struggling and pleading with you to stop. I even tried to punch you, but you just hit me back, and I realized how futile it was to fight it. It didn't stop me from trying. I was struggling the entire time, but inside me, I knew there was no use. You were so much stronger and bigger. You were like a lion, and I was your helpless prey. You forced your cock down my throat. You fucked my face and barely let me get enough time to breathe. I even bit your cock so you let me get some air. That wasn't my best idea. The slap he gave me left my cheek red for several days. I don't think you felt safe using my mouth anymore after that bite. Instead, you positioned yourself to take my virginity. You shoved your cock deep inside me with a single thrust, and I think it hurt more than the slap. I was screaming so loud at this point, crying for anyone to come and save me, but you just laughed, assuring me that no one would be coming to my rescue. It didn't stop me from yelling and fighting back, clinging onto the hope that you'd turn back to the sweet father I knew. I think you liked that I was struggling, didn't you? You're such a fucked up daddy. I thought so. Thinking back to it, I can definitely see why. Your body towering over me, making me feel helpless and completely at your mercy. It makes me shiver just thinking about it. By the end, I was exhausted. You told me you were going to come inside me, and I dug my nails into your skin and scratched you and even tried to bite you, but it was all for nothing. At the end of our first session, I laid on the bed, a whimpering mess with my daddy's delicious cum deep inside my pussy. You dressed yourself and left me there with a single sentence that I will never forget. Get some rest. We'll continue this tomorrow. Fuck, Daddy. I need you. All of this has made me so hot. I was already horny waiting for you, but now I just need your cock inside me, Daddy. You want to reenact our first time? Yes, Daddy. I want you to take me as you did back then when I kicked and clawed and begged you to let me go. But this time, I won't cry for you to stop. I'll cry for you more, for you to continue. Push me down on the bed and fuck me. Use me the same way they use Christina. I want to be your personal cum slut. Fuck. I tossed my small body around like that. Makes me feel so helpless. Yes, Daddy. Put me in my place. Unbuckle your belt and wish me a happy birthday again. Fuck yes, Daddy. Yes, give your daughter what she wants. She wants the big and hot in your boxers. Come take me. Show me that you own me. Tear my clothes off. Shit. You're so fucking strong. You literally tore my dress apart. Yes. Use my body like you did the first time. Grip my tits. Until your handprint is marked on my skin. Fuck. Yes, Daddy. I can't wait, Daddy. Tear my panties off and put your hard cock inside me. Fuck your daughter. Yes, Daddy, that's it. Force it all the way inside me, just like you did the first time you fucked me. It was so tight, but you made me take it all. You claimed my pussy as yours, and you claimed me. Fuck, your cock is amazing. You stretch me out so fucking good. Man, I don't care what you say, you're mine too. Oh, kiss me. How's that, Daddy? Did it hurt when I bit your lip? You wanted it to be like the first time, didn't you? So what are you gonna do, Daddy? Are you gonna let your slut of a daughter have her way with you? Oh, shit. Burns. But I can take more, Daddy. Come on. What will you do? Yes, Daddy. Put your hand on my throat. Daddy, thank you. Fuck, I love you so much. Daddy, butt me harder, faster, deeper. Give me every inch of your cock. Yeah. Yes, I need it. I need it. I need you. You need me. No pussy can satisfy you like mine. I'm better than mom. I'm better than any other stupid slut you've trained before, and you will never be able to forget me. When other bitches get their initiation, it will be me you think about. Tell me, Daddy, show me. Fuck, I love you, Daddy. You feel so good inside me. What's wrong, Daddy? Am I hurting you with my nail? No, you like feeling them digging into your skin. I told you, Daddy. You marked me as yours, but now I've marked you as mine, too. Daddy, are you close? Yeah? Then come for me. Come inside me. Breathe me, Daddy. I'll be your wife. I'll bear your child. Fucking give it to me. Breed your daughter. Yeah. Yes. Mugging. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Flood me, Daddy. Yeah. Come inside me. Fuck. Yes. Bum all you're coming to me. Don't let a single drop go to waste. Oh my fucking god, Daddy. I love you so much. I completely forgot this was supposed to be an evaluation. How did I do, Daddy? Think I'll be a good wife for you? Of course I will. And you'll be a good husband, just like you've been a good father. Do you know how all my other girlfriends are doing? I know Mariah's got rid of her annoying bratty attitude. And I met Marissa the other day, and I gotta say, I was surprised. Why? You don't know? Well, let's just say that she's been changed. Oh, yes, definitely for the better. I think she'll be really happy wherever she ends up. Not as happy as me, of course. Because I'll be with you. I hope I get pregnant soon. I think I'll be a really good mom. And I already know what a wonderful father you're gonna be. So I think our child will be perfect. That's a good question. I will obviously love our child no matter what gender, but I'm kind of hoping our first will be a daughter. I can't wait to see her turn 18.